Chapter 2. Friday, February 21st, 1862. A tendril of nausea twisted through John Hay as he watched Nicolay slurp down a raw oyster. Hay had acquired a certain tolerance in Providence for unsightly seafood, but at breakfast? With steak and onions and pâté de foie gras? Too early in the season, thankfully, for robins on toast. The chefs at Willard's Hotel ought to be ashamed. By all rights, Nicolay should be as fat as Winfield Scott, the old and gouty general who needed three strong soldiers to boost him onto his horse. But Nicolay remained thin almost to the point of emaciation, from his nervous disposition, no doubt. Even so, Hay knew whom to blame for Nicolay's indulgence in Willard's gustatory temptations. The Hellcat. The rupture in their affection for Mary Lincoln, and hers for them, had driven the young aides from the table at the executive mansion. They took their meals at Willard's instead, requiring a 7-minute stroll, which suited Hay, unless the weather was rotten. Willard's was the center of the known universe, the political universe, at least. Crossing the lush and pillared lobby, you might run into, or try to avoid, senators and visiting mayors and magnates and gamblers and wire pullers for the railroads. Or even that pacifist, Julia Ward Howe, whose overwrought poem Battle Hymn of the Republic, published in the latest Atlantic Monthly, had been scrawled in a room upstairs. The business of government, honest and otherwise, was transacted upon the rotunda's mosaic floor. And military business as well, judging by the clumps of generals and fancifully attired men of the cavalry hobnobbing with the army's suppliers and would-be suppliers over whiskey at the opulent bar. The fact that liquor was short in the capital, the best was distilled in the south, was forgotten until the tab came due. At crossroads of the capital and of the Union, Willard's was jammed at most hours of the day or night. But not, blessedly, at 7:15 in the morning. The kitchen in the gentleman's dining room would not open until 8 o'clock, except for Hay and Nicolay. They were expected. It was their custom to eat early, a Westerner's advantage over...